You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Forto. To kick off the new year, we started something new every week. We are going to talk about the top rock albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. Sit back, kids. It's going to be a wild ride. We're up to 1975. It's hard to believe that we are already through the first half of the 70s on our little show. The Kool-Aid Man began appearing in commercials for Kool-Aid, although the smiling pitcher was the face of Kool-Aid since 1954. The Ford F-150 truck was introduced, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest won the big five Oscars: Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director, Best Actress, and Best Writing. Here's the quotes from 1975. Don't leave home without it. American Express. I'd rather be dead than singing Satisfaction when I'm 45. Mick Jagger at age 33. Well, he's 79 now, and I'm guessing he's still singing Satisfaction. Let's jump into the top rock album of the year. 1975 rock goes to Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic. The boys from Boston really broke through on their third effort. 1975's Jack Douglas-produced effort, Toys in the Attic. The sick licks of Joe Perry and that masterful mouth of Steven Tyler worked in perfect harmony on such rock classics as Sweet Emotion and Walk This Way. The group also set pulses racing on the opening title track and scored modest returns with the mid-tempo closer You See Me Crying, which showcased vulnerability in Tyler's voice. This gritty, bluesy, soulful set perfectly encapsulates what Aerosmith are all about. While there were several standout albums in 1975, it's hard to argue against Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic, as not only a favorite for the year, but also one of the top albums of the whole decade. You could even say that Toys in the Attic has stood the test of time. So you guys, what do you think? Do you think you will like this series? Please let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast and do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Thursdays, and we will do the same format for the top metal albums, too. Oh, and hey, have you ever heard of Betamax? Little bit of trivia. Betamax, or Beta Videotape, was released, and the cost of a Super Bowl ad in 1975 was $107,000. On that note, we'd love for you to support our show. Please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you'll get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. I'm your host, Michelle Forto, for First Paw Media. I'll see you next time.